Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to today's devotion. We want to thank God for this another good time that He has given us to have fellowship around His Word. It's my prayer that the sharing shall be a blessing. So we want to continue with yesterday's thought as we are looking at the potential of a seed. So right away, we can turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, starting from verse 19 to verse number 22. The Bible reads, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. When tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that had received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. So we looked at a seed. A seed as being a unit of reproduction of a plant capable of developing into another such plant. So looking at a seed may appear to just be a simple thing. When one looks at a seed, for example, a maize seed, one may not be able to see the potential, the ability that that seed has, that it has got leaves inside it, there's a stem there, there are a lot of cobs of maize, and then there are a lot of seeds that are to be produced. So somebody may not be able to see the potential that it has. But in a seed, there's life. In a seed, it is potential. It was made for a purpose that it should be able to reproduce. Now, for a seed to reproduce, it requires a favorable environment for it to produce. Now, as we have seen from the scripture, it has given us environments. For an example, where a sower went to plant seed, and we are told that some of the seed fell on the wayside, some fell on the rocky place, some fell among the thorns, some fell on the good ground. So the one that fell on the wayside, we are told that the birds, they came and they ate it up. So it was vulnerable. It was eaten up. The one that was found among the rocky place, it managed to spring up. But unfortunately, there wasn't much soil, so it couldn't get rooted. So when the challenges came, when there was a sun, it withered and it died. Then we are told there's one that was planted among the thorns. The one that was planted among the thorns grew, but then it was choked by the thorns. And we are told the thorns are the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, which choke the word, and it ended up becoming unfruitful. then we find another ground, another environment, which was a good ground. So from the good ground, we are told that from the good ground, the plants grew well, and there was fruit that was produced. There was 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So a seed will only be productive, only be fruitful, only be able to fulfill its purpose of reproduction when it is planted in the rightful environment. When it is in the wrong environment, it cannot reproduce. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as John tells us, there are stages in which a plant or a seed undergoes for it to bring forth fruit. So if we can read from the book of John, chapter 12, verse number 24, the Bible says, "Very, very, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." So the first step, a seed, when it is planted into the ground, it has to die. So it is a requirement that we die of our old nature. Then we become born again. Of course, we are born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And we start growing into new life. Then as the plant is growing, it starts producing the leaves, it will produce the flowers, then we'll end up seeing the fruits and the seed inside it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But all this doesn't happen in one day. So for a seed to bring up the fruits, it takes up time. So it is a process. It's a process of time. And during that time, it passes through different challenges. So that plant has to overcome the challenges that it meets for it to go and reproduce the fruits. So a plant undergoes different seasons. There are different challenges that it faces. But at the end, at an appointed time, it is able to produce the fruit. So the Bible tells us that there's time for everything, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. We can also read from verse 11, that he has made everything beautiful in his time. So before the fruits can be produced, there are certain challenges that a plant undergoes, but it has to overcome to become fruitful. And as it produces the fruits, of course, there are different seeds, and they've got different capabilities. It could be from the same species, but the different capabilities. We are told others will produce 100-fold, others will produce 60-fold, others will produce 30-fold. So we have been given different capabilities as children of God. We are called in different callings, we are given different talents, we are given different capabilities, different potentials. But we need to work on our potentials so that we can become productive. We can read from the book of Romans, chapter 12. We can read from verse 5 to verse 8. The Bible reads, "So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone member of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have been called differently. So as we are producing fruits, we've got different capabilities, different potentials, but God requires of us to be fruitful. Just as he told man in Genesis, that be fruitful and multiply. So God requires of us to be fruitful believers. We can get another example from the book of Matthew chapter 25, how we are required to be fruitful. So from the book of Matthew chapter 25, we can read from verse 14. It tells us about a man who left gifts, who gave goods to his servants. He was going to a far country. So he gave goods to his servants and he gave them differently. We are told that to one, he gave him 5 talents. To another, he gave him 2 talents. To another, he gave him 1 talent. So he went for some time. Then when he came back, what did he find? So he found that one that had 5 had traded with the talents that he was given. So he gained 5 more. The one who had 2, he traded with what he had. He gained 2 more. But then there was one who had 1. What did he do? He hid the 1 talent that he had. He didn't trade with it. So when their master came back, he was annoyed with them. He was annoyed with the one that didn't utilize the talent that he was given. So the one that had 5, because he produced 5, the master was happy with him. Said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over few things. I will make you to be ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The one who had 2, likewise, he also produced 2 more. And he was also congratulated. Well done, good and faithful servant. For you have been good. You have been faithful over few things. I will make thee to be ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. But to the one that had received 1 talent, came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where you didn't sow, and gathering where you had not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. So here is what is thine. And his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I didn't sow, and I gather where I didn't strow. You should have put my money to exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine with profit. So their master was annoyed with this one who didn't use the talent. He went to bury the talent. He was comparing how much the others were given. Maybe he He couldn't appreciate much of the little that he was left with. So he went to hide it. The dear master should find it just like that. But then their master required of them to be fruitful, so that the talents that they were given, they were supposed to be used, and then they were supposed to produce fruit. But then one who had one, he was called a wicked and slothful servant because he didn't utilize his talent. The potential that was in that talent to multiply, he never used it. He buried the potential. So he was thrown into the outer darkness. So now, him that had five, he was congratulated. Him that had two, he was congratulated. And they were told to enter into the joy of the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, we have been given talents and we are required to be fruitful, to be productive. We need to overcome. Even in times of challenges, of course, we'll meet challenges, but we need to overcome to become fruitful so that we can enter into the joy of the Lord. Let us not bury the talents that the Lord has given us. Let us be fruitful as we are serving the Lord. So we have been called differently, with different abilities, different gifts. Let's identify what the Lord has called us to do, and let's utilize it. We become fruitful so that we can manifest the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he requires of us. But when he comes, you'll find us, we have done the task that he has left us to do. So that if we are faithful over little things, then we'll be granted the opportunity to rule with the Lord Jesus Christ, even in the millennial age. May the Lord God Almighty bless you. Wish you a wonderful day. Amen. Shalom, shalom.